This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We have a person in the White House right now who has been shielded by a memo in the United States Department of Justice that says a sitting president cannot be indicted. I believe the American people are right to say there should be consequence and accountability for everyone, and no one is above the law, including the president of the United States.
Kamala Harris, she had a lot of shots and she got shot at, so to speak, in terms of the sparring that went on during the Democratic debate. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So as we kick things off, I'm just going to say this right at the top. Joe 30330. What in the heck was Joe Biden thinking? Joe, it's always text Joe. I kept saying, say text. Text Joe 30303030. And it was the craziest thing, because if you tried to go there, you would have went to some crazy website for some Gen Xer who says he's not joshing you about running for president. So that was a big mistake, a big Joe flub. He just doesn't get technology. He should have held up a cue card with the words on it. It was crazy and insane, and you can hear him laughing in the background. The former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. That would be Bob Ney. Bob, I implore you, if you ever do or are in that situation, just say text and your name and the number.
It reminds me of a discussion my campaign had in front of me in the office. I was sitting there, and they talked like I wasn't there. And one of them said, you know, he's not smart. He's dumb on this stuff. And I'm saying, hey, I'm sitting here. Yeah, I can see all these millennials on Biden's campaign freaking out tonight. Sure. That's right. Oh. Hey, last night was a skirmish. Tonight was a war. It was an all-out war.
It was an all-out war, and I felt like, I thought the target, a lot of the target was Kamala Harris and then also Joe Biden. How do you think Harris did when she was just, cut about things that she did when she was a prosecutor and going for the jugular on health care with what she was proposing? I think she wasn't as good as she was the first time around. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, Biden was the person they all went after. But then again, Harris, clearly, you're right, became the target. And she had, you know, she started with this great big takedown of Biden, right, over busing. You know how that was last month's debate, yeah. The big start. Well, then tonight, it got turned on her because she really, she tried to fend off some attacks on the health care proposal and her record as district attorney. But, you know, she would just turn around and say, well, that's simply incorrect. She really couldn't dispute a lot of it. The 1,000 that were released, the problems she had in her office, laughing about marijuana when she, you know, put so many people away. I mean, just a lot of problems. I've been hearing about her record for quite a while, in fact, from progressive friends of mine who really think she was horrible as a prosecutor. So tonight it got unleashed on her, and frankly, I don't think she was the best in defending herself, you know, on this issue. And I think Biden did better than last time, but honestly, not a lot better.
No, honestly, not a lot. I mean, who were the real winners? Maybe Cory Booker, because he had kind of a fighting kind of night. He really nailed Biden on his criminal justice record. And they had started that last time. He also nailed him on immigration, saying that he's playing into President Trump's hands on the issue. And he didn't hold back on anything, I thought.
Right. And I think Tulsi, I mean, in a way, now this doesn't mean they're on top now, but I think who really kind of won in the sense of standing out or something, Tulsi Gabbard did. I think Andrew Yang did pretty good. Biden was okay, better than last time. But yes, Cory Booker really came out. Kamala Harris went down a bit. And the rest, you know, were there. I'm sorry, but I think that Kirsten,
Gillibrand.
Yes, just isn't there. And de Blasio and Mike Bennett just don't exist. Jay Inslee's all climate. And Mr. Castro is just kind of simply immigration. I mean, you can almost peg them. Inslee is going to talk about climate and, you know, how do you solve the balanced budget? Climate change. You know, how do you solve the abortion issue? Climate change. You know, that's the standard answer Inslee has for everything. I mean,
right,
I'm being facetious, but.
Everything, absolutely. And here's another Joe Biden moment. When he talked about the woman tax credit. Listen to this.
We have a person in the White House right now who has been shielded by a memo in the United States Department of Justice that says a sitting president cannot be indicted. I believe the American people are right to say there's.
That was Kamala Harris again.
Making sure that every single solitary person needing child care get an $8,000 tax credit now. That would put 700,000 women back to work, increase the GDP by almost 0.8%.
All right, so you heard what he had to say there, but he was nailed for something he said decades ago where women needed to stay home, and that was Christian Gillibrand who really nailed him on that. And he said, listen, my wife works, and he was just kind of dumbfounded by
it. It was an op-ed he wrote, of all things, and they flashed it up on Twitter. Her millennials know how to get that thing going, that social media stuff going. They flashed it right up there, and it was an op-ed he wrote, and wow, I mean, I'm sure he changed, but it was almost like, I don't know, like a woman's place is in the home.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I'm looking at it right now for everybody listening to us, and it just nailed him. I mean, he said his late wife worked, his wife worked, da-da-da-da-da. But you can't, I mean, see, you can't hide from how you can pull things up. And here's what I like. I like his phrase that he used. That's a bunch of malarkey.
That is so Biden.
A bunch of malarkey.
It's so Biden.
It's like I feel like my grandpa's
house. I miss Williamson. I miss her in tonight's debate. I'm really starting to grow attached to her.
Oh, no kidding.
We need her every debate.
Yeah, I feel like planets are going to start circling around when she talks, though.
When you and I go to India, we're going to take her with us.
Yeah, there's, you know what? There's something about her aura. We might be pretty safe with her.
She's growing on everybody. But tonight was an all-out war. We all knew they'd go after Biden, but I was surprised how much they went after, Harris. And, of course, Gillibrand took her big swing at Biden, too. And so did Booker, you know. Booker did pretty good.
I agree. Hey, we only have a minute or so left, but Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza, boy, heir to the leadership of that militant group, gone, dead. He was killed, they say, sometime in the last 2 years. I guess good news from the perspective that he supposedly was really going to ratchet things up against Western allies.
Right, and it's kind of unknown, you know, where this all happened, and over a period of time, and nobody knew about it. You know, in the bin Laden family, you know, when I lived in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, there was bin Laden construction everywhere. And bin Laden's received, including Osama, a lot of money, you know, when when the founders passed. And lot's not known about their families. And some of the bin Laden family have nothing to do with, you know, Osama. But some of the relatives still want to continue his legacy, and obviously this one is now passed on, so.
Yeah, absolutely. It is passed. Thank you so much, Bob Ney. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks.
Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, and boy, we got a truckload of them. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Into odds and ends, and there's a lot of things that we can talk about. Like I said, what's the whole idea of odds and ends? It's what happened perhaps during the day that you might have missed. Sure, we know the Democrats attacked each other. They attacked Trump. They disagree on the issues. It was very much like a war, and they were aiming at each other. And we'll rock through some more of that. And what does that all mean? Because it just means you're going to whittle out more of the Dems of the Hollywood Squares, because there's just way too many, but we knew that. But there was something else that happened during the day that I think has great significance. It's so sad when we lose one of our pilots, one of our soldiers, when they're testing, when they're headed home, when they're in the throes of doing what they do every single day. And a U.S. Navy FA-18E Super Hornet jet crashed in Death Valley National Park. They call it the Star Wars Canyon because it looks like that. The view of it looks like the Star Wars movie, kind of, when you go through it. And it happened at 10 o'clock in the morning, so that would be Pacific time, east of the Naval Air Weapons Station, China Lake in California. I'm really familiar with it. It's just beautiful, gorgeous, popular with a lot of photographers who shoot, aviation photographers who shoot planes, and certainly fighter jet freaks, you know, gurus who come to watch the jets soar through that chasm, because it's just an unbelievable sight to see. And it was very sad and jarring, of course, to people who were there. There were a couple of park visitors, a handful of them. They have minor injuries, so there were actually a couple of people that caught a few things from that crash. And the single seat jet was assigned to the Vigilantes of Strike Fighter Squadron 151. And they say the squadron is part of an air group attached to the aircraft carrier, the USS John Stennis. And the Stennis is the ship that my husband was on. He was actually one of the plank guys, meaning in the beginning when they were building it, it came out of San Diego. And that particular aircraft carrier, and when Paul was on it, was going after Saddam Hussein at one point. So very sad for the U.S. Navy, and wild to see that happen because we don't see it happen that often. It's just something you take for granted, like, hey, these guys are the best. Boom, they go through. And, of course, they're investigating what happened, but it just suddenly slammed into the canyon wall. And, of course, it is this chasm that's very narrow, but these guys are so good at navigating. That's why the oohs and the ahs and the photographers and the video, when people can get it, when they happen to be there at the right time. So very, 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 very sad to see that. And the craziest thing that I think that I also happened to see a little piece of that somebody sent me earlier in the day was this water park in... It was a water park in, I want to say China. It was a water park in China where it was like a tsunami all of a sudden. You know how the water park has those wave machines? I've taken my nephew there many times. I've been to different places where they have those wave pools. In fact, I think they're very cool, right? It's manufactured. You're floating around. It's like a wave. No problem. But all of a sudden, it launches. It was the craziest thing. This is like something you don't think about. This water park wave machine launches into this crushing tsunami. So you had 44 people who were injured. It's just lucky nobody was killed in this because there's unsuspecting. It's just this lazy wave going, just rolling along, and then all of a sudden it's a tsunami where it's like 10 feet in the air and slamming down on people instead of the gentle roll that you would normally get it. And it was the Shiyun Water Park, and they just say, hey, look, the wave machine malfunctioned. The worker operating the machine wasn't intoxicated, because initially that was, all of a sudden people were reporting that, but you had kids that were running, the adults that were screaming and running, and swimmers that were literally launched out of the pool and onto the pavement. I mean, the wave was so incredibly high. Isn't that crazy? I think of, again, the times that I've been in these situations. Schlitterbahn, I can tell you, it's outside of San Antonio. I went there for a special time with my mother and my nephew, husband, some other people. And one of the things that you did was you went down, you went to the wave machine, the rolling wave that took you around and around. And it was fine. It was great. And I can only imagine, I remember it was a very packed day, what that would have been like for those unsuspecting people who had rings around their waist, who were sitting there on inner tubes, who were floating around, who all of a sudden felt what it would be like to have a mini tsunami on top of them. And like I said, very, very lucky that this wasn't a worse scenario. And then so sad, a guy that I talked to a couple of times in my career, it's been a while, but Nick Bonacani, former Miami Dolphins player, member of the 1972 Dolphins undefeated team, and always a great supporter of the team, had Alzheimer's, and he died, and his brain is going to be donated to science so that they can look into what happened, because all of a sudden that, you know, the deterioration started to happen to him. So he dies at the age of 78, and he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, like I said, middle linebacker, definitely an overachiever, and he helped lead the team to what I mentioned, that perfect season. And he was quite a guy, and entertaining and funny, and was so talented at what he did. And then when he started to have problems and there were investigations into those brain injuries for football players, he stepped up and said, you know what, because some people didn't want anything to do with it, I will donate my brain. I want this to be examined. I want people to be helped behind me in anything that they could possibly find out by looking at what happened to me. Last week we talked a lot about Capital One, and even the beginning of this week, the massive breach, 100 million people affected by it, panicking some because there were banks, you know, bank records attached for payments, their social security numbers, which, you know, social security numbers, woo, that gets stolen, and that can cause you all kinds of problems. And when it happens, just try to get somebody sympathetic to it on the other side of the phone when somebody is grabbing your accounts. Now, Equifax, they claim that if you, you know, with their breach, it's just not enough to pay the $125, and you're not getting it. So what does that mean? I also got something like this today from somebody who said, wow, this is ridiculous. And they say, because of the settlement, that it's been completely overwhelming, so consumers won't get near the $125, this is $125 bucks, they would have gotten if there wouldn't have been all these enormous numbers of claims that have been filed. Because $31 million was slated to reimburse victims of this massive data breach they had, remember, 2 years ago. And there were people who signed up for accredited monitoring service and response. About 147 million Americans were affected by that breach. But they said, sorry, we can't go through this anymore. We have no way around this. So if, you know, forget about it. So starting next year, all Americans are entitled, did you hear what I said, to 6 free Equifax credit reports each year for 7 years. So if there's something going on with your credit, you just wait another 6 months or so, and then you're gonna be able to have them check into your credit. It's not going to ding your credit. You're going to know what's happening. Although, does that make you feel any better? Right? Because how much were you exposed if you were exposed? And, you know, the cost of freezing or unfreezing your credit report, things that happen to people, unauthorized charges, that's the worst on your accounts, the fees that you had to pay to attorneys, accountants, blah, 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 all that. And more importantly, you're untangling your life when something like that happens. So I think, and we've had many, many people talk about cybersecurity on this show, and we'll bring many, many, many more people back, because it's not an exact science. The bad guys are always one step ahead. All right, we're diving into the mailbag. What do you have to say about everything that's happening, especially with the Dems? You had a lot of opinions on that. We're going there next.
Whatever you put out, I'm gonna buy it. So what's the latest?
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
10 presidential candidates are in Detroit for the second round of debates hosted by CNN. Healthcare is one of the main topics. As promised, it was a much feistier Joe Biden. he scrapped with Kamala Harris about her alternative Medicare for All plan that will allow for some private health insurance.
There will be a public plan under my plan for Medicare and a private plan. We must agree that access to health care must be a right and not just a privilege.
If you notice, there's no talk about the fact that the plan in 10 years will cost $3 trillion. You will lose your employer-based insurance.
As with Bernie Sanders' plan, the question is whether the nation is willing to take the chance. As to how to help cities like Baltimore that were insulted by President Trump, Julian Castro said,
"The president is a racist, and that was just one more example of it."
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag.
Yeah, we're in the mailbag, and let me tell you, there is a ton of it. Thank you very much. If you're listening to the show and you say, I want to get a hold of her, how do I do it? Go to katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jake. Kate, wow, Osama bin Laden's son is dead. I love it. Hamza, let's get rid of another one of them. I'm sorry, but this guy was up to no good. No way, no how did he deserve to crawl around on the face of the earth. Who knows where he would have turned up. Yeah, what they're saying is that, and I mentioned this already, that he's been dead about 2 years, and all of a sudden this intelligence comes out, and he, of course, went with his father, was there with his father, helped oversee a little bit of the operations, was really a kid, but that was the idea, that he was going to kind of step into those shoes. So he died, and what surrounded that, we don't have a lot of intelligence on it, or it's not being released anyway, but the announcement that he is gone. So he's not a threat, obviously, but what about the people around him? How did all that unfold? I think some of those details would be rather interesting. I mean, you know, let's put it that way. All right, this was a big thing that happened, and a couple of you actually seized on it because we're looking ahead. I've talked about this, the possibility of would we have another recession. We've had some economists on, And Joe says, Kate, you've talked about the Federal Reserve a ton and your distaste for the Federal Reserve, which I agree with, ma'am. But how about what they did on Wednesday? They reduced the benchmark interest rate for the first time in more than a decade. What do you think it means? Well, they lowered it a quarter point to just below 2.25%. And the idea is to pop up the economy because of this global slowdown that we're seeing. But there was some confusion. So the central bank inadvertently, of course, caused some anxiety, confusion, tension, stress on what they're going to do next. So the stock market is very skittish when the Federal Reserve does anything. And the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said the Fed was going to do whatever it takes to sustain expansion, but he stopped short to his saying he was committing to a series of rate reductions, because that's one of the things that the president has talked about. And he said, let me be clear, what I said was it's not the beginning of a long series of rate cuts. But the comments triggered a sharp dump in the markets because investors were questioning whether they would cut again at their next meeting in September. So by the end of trading day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 333 points, or 1.2%. That's significant because that's what happens. Again, the shaky anxiety, the news, how's the economy? I mean, look, the economy is healthy, but there's some problems out there, peeps. What are the problems? Weak global growth, trade policy very murky, and, of course, muted inflation would be on the board, too. So just be aware. And why do you have to be aware? Because if you work for a company where you have a 401k and you have a basket of stocks, you want to pay attention to that. What if you're nearing retirement age? Even if you're not nearing retirement age, whatever you have in there, be it big or small, it is your change, and you're entitled to know what's happening and to get a better idea of what's happening. How about this one from Hal? Kate, the winners and losers from night two of the second Democratic debate in Detroit. Well, I think the real losers are probably all of us for watching this. I don't get what the Democrats are doing. I've heard you say a few times on your show, if you were a Democratic strategist, you would handle things a lot differently than what you're seeing. Is it just that some of these people are not completely prepared for what they've done in their past that could be brought up in these debates, or they're not great at tap dancing around them? It seems to me like there were some moments of shock and awe, if you know what I mean. There definitely was. Joe Biden, for one, you had him challenged by Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, on the deportations that happened under Obama. He kept asking whether Biden counseled against the deportations, and eventually Biden was poked so much he said, I was vice president. I'm not the president. I keep my recommendations to him in private. Because he kept hammering him a bunch. And then, Kamala Harris, the senator from California, was ramrodded on her Medicare for All proposal, and that had a lot of her opponents on the stage that were taking issue with it and pushing hard back on that too as well. So there were a bunch of moments like that. There are a bunch of run-ins on this. And then Biden is not good with numbers. He's just not good with numbers. I think he needs cards in front of him that have the numbers written on them. He kept screwing up the cost of Medicare for All. It was it $3 trillion over 10 years, or was it $30 trillion? I mean, which was it? So at one point, those numbers getting messed up, it became that whole thing about math, and do you know your math, and blah, 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 blah. So nobody was spectacular, and I think some will fall off the vine because you can't keep supporting this many people on these stages when they have another debate again and narrowing the field. The Democrats, like you say, if I was the Democratic point person, boy, I'd be trying to narrow this field as quickly as I could, because somebody's going to get, keeps getting attacked too. If you remember when Trump ran, the same thing happened. There was all the different attacks, and then that bubbles up, comes up, and that becomes fodder. So you want to deflect as much as that, of that as possible. That's what I would say about that. All right, let's move on to something else. All right, this one is from Sharon. And Sharon says, Kate, you always do the cheap movie reviews, and I was wondering, you say movies are a good way for you to relax. What movies have you seen lately? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And it was really, really good. Quentin Tarantino, his movie, he directed it. I think it's gotten pretty decent reviews. I saw Rotten Tomatoes, for what it's worth, gave it 84%. But it talks about the era of Hollywood really kind of back in the 60s, late 60s and 70s. And there are just some brilliant moments in it. And remember, and you might not remember this, but there was an actress named Sharon Tate who was murdered. She was married to Roman Polanski. She was pregnant. It horrified everybody at the time because she was so pregnant, number one, and she was living in the Hollywood Hills, and he was gone, and she was there with friends. And the wackadoodles that follow that crazy Charles Manson were on a mission just to kill, and that's exactly what they did. But in his movie, I won't give it away, but he reverses that and really makes her more of a person. And it was 1969 in Los Angeles, where things were changing, and you had a television star who's played by Leonardo DiCaprio and his stunt double, and they're kind of doing their thing in the industry. But it was good. It was engrossing. It was a really, really well done movie, and not as gory, let's just put it that way, as you would expect, perhaps, if you saw Kill Bill 1 and 2 from Quentin Tarantino. So it was much different than that. Let's just put it that way. All right, this one is from the Vanderman. Vanderman. He says, hey, Delaney, I like the show. I started listening to it, about a year and a half ago. I found you when I was up one night on the West Coast and was making my way across the country. And I have to tell you, what I think is the craziest thing is that these credit card companies are not more responsible about the information that they hold of their customers, who they definitely don't want to lose. And what do? They get a data breach. They have to announce that 100 million people have been compromised in different forms. And it does make you think about what is in store in the future. How do you protect your information? Well, you know what? That's the question that people are making millions of dollars to solve. Cybersecurity, we talk about that all the time. And breaking in, cracking into records, all kinds of records. Target, remember Target had that? There were different universities that have been hacked into. And this was a 33-year-old woman in Seattle who did this. She was a former software engineer. So they'll charge her, and she'll do some jail time, I suppose. But, does that really make any of these consumers who could have their personal information compromised feel any better? No, because it's a nightmare trying to untangle it. We've talked about that already. And when you have that many people affected, that's a lot of people. Bank credit scores, credit limits, payment history, contact information. Whew. And so there were a lot of days where people were hit up. They say 23 total days in 2016, 2017, and 2018. So this goes back away. All right, that is it. That's all we're getting to. So I'm going to close the door. Bang! I'm going to open another door, walk across the hall to the man cave. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com.
Sin can bar you from God. Disobedience, pride, rebellion can separate your God. Satan with his...
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time to
invade the Mad Cave.
Welcome to the Mad Cave. You know the NFL. Just weeks away, it feels like. Well, Hall of Fame week, anyway. It's a very big week because it kind of signifies, oh, my gosh, we're almost into football season again. How can that be? And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to football, right? I know that this is the big release for many of you because this is what you do. You kvetch about what's happening in the world. Ah, and then you sit in front of the tube and then you go, because your football team's not winning. I know how it is. Coming up, don't forget that we do have nailed the score this season once again, and I am confident, she says, that somebody will win the prizes. I've got some good prizes, too. Got some good prizes. You get the bragging rights. Be pretty cool if you win. Uh-huh. And maybe you will. What happens is I pick the game of the week. You call in. You tell me who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be for the game of the week, the final score. You don't have to know anything about football. In fact, maybe you really don't like football, but you like playing along and you like to win. So, like being in a bingo parlor and you're hitting numbers, and I've never actually done that. because I don't know what that would be like for me. But you get to scream bingo, and maybe you win some great fat cash there. Or you're in Vegas. Picture this. You're eating a cheeseburger. Yeah. You're in Caesars. And you're playing Keno, because it doesn't cost a lot. There's a little card in front of you, and you're just hitting the numbers. That's basically what nail the score is. But you just have to predict the final score of the game, and who's going to win. It's boom. Just that easy. I swear it's easy. And by the way, this weekend, I will be filling in on CBS Sports Radio, the network, across the land, so you may hear my voice. On Saturday night, I'll be talking NFL and what to expect and what the Hall of Fame weekend was like, that kind of stuff. So let's jump on it. One of the big questions always for the season is Tom Brady, because the Patriots have won so many Super Bowls with him, a fistful of rings and a whole bunch of Super Bowl trophies. For the Patriots, a team people either love to love or love to hate. What's it like 20 seasons in, same team? That's crazy, Tom, right?
I was trying to make the team at that point. So to do it 20 years later is pretty unreal to me. But I'm enjoying it. You know, every year has its different challenges. And like a day like this, you know, we got to keep grinding through them. So it's hot. We've been at it for a week or two. We got to find ways to make improvements. So that's what this time of year is all about.
So Tom Brady, we got, you know, it's hot. We got to find ways to make improvements. This is what we do. And, you know, 20 years later, here we are. And I guess he's bulked up a little bit so he can take a few more hits, absorb some more hits, a little bit older, pumped himself up a little bit. But what can you not like having that kind of lifestyle, right? He's got a great life. He's going to be 42 and he's still playing. He says, I love playing. It's hard to imagine doing anything else. New England finishes the year 11-5, 11-5, and then, of course, wins the Super Bowl. So will it be that kind of a year for them again? It's hard to argue that they won't at least be contending and getting into the playoffs. That'd be a shocker because it's been a long time since we've said that. And they got a preseason game coming up on the 8th. At the Lions, then they've got the Titans, and then they've got the Panthers and the Giants at home, and poof, we're into the regular season on the 8th, and they open with the Steelers at home. And you look at the teams, I've looked at their schedule up and down, and I would say, tough to say, oh, it could be a crappy year for the Patriots, but one never knows, because when you go into training camp, everybody looks good. Everybody can say, oh, this could be the year. Oh, we switched a couple of things. Oh, we got a new coach. We have a new offensive line where we're plugged in a couple of different places. You know, some unfamiliar faces. Who knows? And I mentioned this earlier, but Hall of Fame linebacker Nick Bonacani, all-around nice guy, dead at the age of 78. He suffered from Alzheimer's and was really known as an all-around good guy, did a lot for other football players, and now he's continuing to do that because he's leaving his brain behind, meaning allowing research to be done for all the hits that he took, because the thought is that that's what caused the Alzheimer's, and he doesn't want that to happen to the players behind him, so no doubt that he would do that. I'm not surprised by that. Here's a big, giant wad of cash for a player who was heavily sought after and, of course, had such a good season. But Michael Thomas reached an agreement with New Orleans Saints on a 5-year extension worth up to $100 million. It includes $61 million guaranteed. Makes him, by the way, the highest hands in the league wide receiver-wise. So he's now with the Saints for the next 6 years. That contract, if my math is right, and it's not Biden math, it's 2024. You know what he gets paid a year? $19.25 million a year. $19.25 million. If somebody came up to me and said, Kate Delaney, you're making $19.25 million a year, I can't even imagine what that would feel like. But here's the thing. We live in a capitalistic society. I believe in capitalism. And I believe that with these athletes, a lot of times people go after them. But here's the thing. The licks that their body takes, which I talked about, Nick Bonacani, the money that the team makes on their backs. Yeah, that's just the facts of it. And they're entertainers. If people are willing to pay, then they should get paid what that value is. After all, value is in the eye of the beholder, right? So $100 million paid a man. That is big. And how important is he to the Saints? I think he's very important to the Saints. They need him there. And with Drew Brees looking to him as one of his weapons, I think it was probably a smart move because what else were they going to do? And there's still time on that clock for him. That's the good news there. Major League Baseball, one of my favorite things to talk about when I'm not talking about football. Why? Because I grew up where I know the first thing I went to, I talk about it in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, was going to a baseball game at like 5 years old. I remember that in Shea Stadium. It was the Phillies and the Mets. So this is that time of year where it starts to get a little more interesting because the dog days of summer are still here. But Major League Baseball trading deadline was the 31st, so it's officially passed. And there are some deals that went down that were pretty good. And then there are some teams that didn't make deals. You even had the Yankees who said they weren't close to deadline deals. That's what the general manager, Brian Cashman, is putting out there anyway. He stood behind the inactivity of the team during the trade deadline and said that, you know, despite some efforts, we couldn't get fair offers with the potential people we wanted to trade with. So we knocked on a bunch of doors. We exchanged a few conversations and it wasn't happening. And I wasn't willing to do what I had to do with what was available and what was being presented. So in other words, he's saying lousy deals and I don't want to take any of them. He did say he talked to every team, but the Boston Red Sox. And then he had a ton of conversations with Brody Van Wagenen, who is the New York Mets GM, because it was Van Wagenen who authored one of the biggest early deadline deals that brought starting pitcher Marcus Stroman to Queens from Toronto. So there were some possibilities there, but, you know, if he ran into the roadblocks, he just decided to fall back. Right? Fall back. If they're not there and they're not taking what you're offering, at some point, I like Cashman. You know why I like Cashman? He gets the New York reporters. He gets the whole New York thing. He just gets in front of the mic and he tells you like it is. This is what it is. This is what it is. And he's not backing off of it. Music means, we got to call it a night, guys, for this hour. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. Make it count.
Diarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.